It's Championship Saturday here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. After 4 months of high school football action, it all comes down to this, as today, Nemaha Central is ready to take on Southeast of Saline for a shot at the 2A State Football Championship. Let's get ready for today's championship game with the JBN Telephone and Giant Communications Tailgate Show. Here's Jake and Bond.
Out here to Hutchinson. It's time for the 2A State Championship game here in Hutch, as we will have Southeast of Saline taking on Nemaha Central here on this blustery, cold Saturday. Kurt Kilman back at the studio. We got Jake and Boz here. Brandon Tabman, who will be on the call a little bit later on today as well. We are live here at the tailgate party presented by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. Welcome along, everybody. Boz, Brandon, it is chilly, it is windy, and we are here nonetheless.
Yeah, we are. We're just braving the weather right now. Holy cow, the wind is blowing. It's supposed to pick up, I think, even a little bit more here in the next couple hours before kickoff. But, man, it's cold. It's state championship football weather.
And we got a lot of things to dive into throughout this pre-game tailgate party. It's a post-game from yesterday where Rossville fell 35-34, and it's a preview of today's game against Southeast of Saline for Nemaha Central. B-Tad, we've got a big matchup today. We're excited about it, but first things first, you look underdressed today, my friend.
No, we're okay, man. I don't know what you guys are talking about. We're doing okay. We've been to enough cold weather games to know exactly what you need.
You're fine. What are you talking about? You're freezing.
I've been going to Chiefs games for 8 years. I've been to games when it's 17 below zero. This is a cakewalk compared to some games we've been to. Luckily, once we get going, we're going to be in the booth.
I don't know who we are, but I'll be on the sideline today.
At least you're wearing pants today.
I got pants on today, okay. No doubt about it. Wind gusts today will be a little bit less than yesterday expected, but we're definitely feeling every bit of the 35 to 40 mile an hour wind gusts today right now. High temperatures today will be in the mid to upper 30s. It's championship weather, though, Boz. This is what you expect if you're going to play after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it is. I think every time we've been up here to Hutch for a state championship game, it's been cold, it's been windy. Last year, the wind wasn't so much of a factor, but it was cold. I remember that game last year right here in Hutch on Gallons Field, and it was cold, but that's what we expect right now. After Thanksgiving, state championship, you got to expect it to be cold.
Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0. Zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do. Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back to the pre-game show, Brinson, with you. We are live in Hutchinson in the parking lot outside of Gallen Stadium. And again, Jake Spaulding getting some stuff figured out. We got Boz, Brandon again with you. Fans are starting to roll in, Boz, a little bit.
They're coming. Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
Came back, the way they kind of leveled the ship there in the second quarter, And then once we got to the second half, I mean, it was really anybody's game. Both teams were playing super even. Rossville, they came back. Their quarterback, Cannon Mitchell, had a sensational game, both in the air and on the ground. But just one play. We talked about it in the pregame yesterday, Boz. Logan Isaac, their quarterback, had thrown 17 passes all season long, compared to Cannon Mitchell for Rossville, who was, you know, around 170 in terms of pass attempts. So the offenses were completely different. We were talking throughout the broadcast, when are they going to even attempt a pass? And it wasn't until about 2 minutes left in the game.
Yeah.
It was incomplete. And who would have thought, I'm not sure if we had it on our bingo card, that the game-winning play would be a Sterling passing touchdown. And that was the deciding play. The previous touchdown for Rossville, again, they had the extra point blocked. They ultimately lose by one. Special teams was huge yesterday in that game. Going to be big here today with Nemaha Central and Saline as well, because the win has not died down here in the last 48 hours. It's about as equal as it's been since yesterday.
Yeah, and you think about this team. We just talked about Nemaha Central, Southeast of Saline last season. I felt like Rossville, Sterling yesterday, was a mirror image of that game. Rossville got down early, made the comeback, and it was really a tale of two halves for me. Rossville seemed a little shell-shocked right out of the gates in that game. I don't know if they were surprised with Sterling, their speed, their aggressiveness, but it took them a while to settle in. Really, in the third quarter, I think, is when they settled in and started to say, hey, we can compete here.
Yeah.
We can battle. And they did make a great comeback, just fell a little bit short. You hate to see, you know, this the conditions and a missed extra point that kind of the deciding factor.
Yeah, big time difference in the game was, yeah, wind was a factor. Beat that, you just mentioned that. That's going to be a factor again today. Will teams elect to go for two? Will they have to adjust a little bit on special teams? I mean, we'll see. I mean, let's talk a little bit more about Southeast and Nemaha from last year here in just a minute. But to wrap up, Rossville, guys, Rossville ends their season 11-2, representing Northeast Kansas in the classification of 1A. They had a great season, come up just short against Sterling yesterday, 35-34. Okay, so Saline and Nemaha last year. Boz, I know we did some prep about how it kind of shook up last year between these two teams. I mean, Nemaha Central, man, that was a game a year ago where you and I were on the sidelines. BTAB was up in the booth, and we saw really kind of a tale of two halves for that game last year, too.
Yeah, it was almost exactly what we saw yesterday. Nemaha just wasn't their normal team in the first half. Just couldn't get things going offensively. And Southeast, they're a powerful, explosive offense. They put points on the board. And Nemaha just, sometimes you just need that halftime. Like, you just can't wait till halftime gets here.
Yeah.
You can regroup, just get everything settled down, get back to the game plan, make some adjustments to come out for the second half. And that's really what they did last season in that game. They got into halftime, they figured some things out, came back, totally different team,
yeah,
made the big comeback, and almost won the football game.
Yeah, there was an offside kick. What an offside kick, but a kick off that landed short in between a couple guys, and Southeast able to pick it up, go score. And BTAD, you were on the call for that game. Nemaha, big third quarter last year, big time comeback, and you thought, they thought, we all thought they had it within their grasp. But it slips away, and they have to come back this year now for maybe a revenge game.
Yeah, like I said, you know, at half, they're down 20-7 and not feeling particularly great about what was going on, particularly in the second quarter, because they got dominated in that second quarter on both sides of the ball. They sure things up on defense. They pulled Saline scoreless in the third quarter. Nemaha Central gets a Carter Hyde touchdown. They're within 20-13 going into that fourth quarter. But the fourth quarter, again, it was all crazy in that last 12 minutes. They take advantage of two turnovers. They force Saline into back-to-back turnovers. They take advantage, scoring touchdowns on both. So, like I mentioned a moment ago, they flip an 8-point deficit or a 7-point deficit into an 8-point lead. It's about 6 minutes left in the game, but good teams make big plays when it matters the most. Saline had that opportunity. They drive the field. They get a 2-point conversion. They tie the game. Nemaha Central was about to get the ball back with about a minute and change, a chance to go down and win the game. It wasn't an onside kick, but it was kind of a squib kick that took a couple of weird bounces, deflects off a Nemaha Central player. Saline recovers, but then the Nemaha defense shored up. They had Saline at 4th-and-9, Boz, from the 29-yard line. Gannon Jacobson, their quarterback, who I'm sure we're going to talk about, he got injured earlier this season, and they have somebody else, a quarterback, who's played well. But Gannon Jacobson on 4th-and-9, I'll never forget that pass. It was an absolute dot, it was covered well in the back of the end zone, but it was just, you know, good defense, but better offense. And on 1st and 9 and your 30-yard touchdown wins the game with 11 seconds to go for Southeastern Lane.
Yeah, those are the heartbreak-type deals where Nemaha makes the great comeback. It's the storybook game. They're going to come back and get the win. They had it in the palm of their hands, but Southeast of Saline, that offense and Jacobson, they found a way to get the ball in the end zone, and Nemaha on their last possession just couldn't get it done. But it was a heck of a football game last year. I don't expect anything less in this rematch right now.
We got a school bus on site now. We've got the trailer of Nemaha Central Thunder on site now, and some of the Friday Nighters are here in force, getting their grills going, getting the food popping, and the Nemaha Central purple flag is flying high in the air right now as well. We're going to step aside for another quick timeout. You're listening to the Giant Communications JV and Telephone Company tailgate show live from Hutchinson here on 92.1 KMZA.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Hutchinson, parking lot of Gowan Stadium here at Hutchinson, Kansas, the site for the Class 2A State Championship game football here in late November between Nemaha Central and Southeast of Saline. We got kickoff coming at noon. Pre-game show right here on 92.1 KMZA will be at 11:15, Brandon Tadman, Chris Boswell. I just said Chris.
Yeah, that's weird.
Boz, I'm Jake. We're live here from Hutchinson as we've got the Friday Nighters hanging out here in the Southeast parking lot. If you're on your way listening in right now, get yourselves here, get some food, and have a good time leading up to kickoff. It's blustery, it's cold, it's windy, but as we said in our first opening there, Boz, this is what state championship football weather is all about.
Yeah, you look back to this football season. September starts out, it's hot, everybody's complaining about the heat, kids are cramping, they're not in football shape, so to speak, and season progressed a little bit. We haven't had any really cold football games this season.
No. Week one was probably one of the coldest games all season long.
I think everybody was kind of in summer mode still, and we had shorts on at the game, so it felt pretty dang cold.
Now, hold up. I mean, I had shorts on yesterday here.
Well, that's just because you're not very smart. We've had really good weather this year for football, and this is kind of the first time where it's, man, it is cold and it is windy, and it's just, that's what happens, though. You get after Thanksgiving, and you know, you look back at all these state championship games, and there is always cold weather to be expected in a state title game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's what you love to see this time of the year as well. And we got Mr. Shuleyans hanging out with us here today. You gotta lead the Friday Nighters a little bit.
Yes.
Tell us about what this means to be able to post up every single game and have a little bit of a tailgate, get people ready to rock and roll.
Well, there's a group of us here. I don't know, 8-10 of us dads that this started way back when Alan Meyer and Coach Seitz, way back in the 2015 season, roughly. And
yeah.
We just kept it going. And, yeah, every road game, do a tailgate. And home games kind of do the same thing over in the park, especially post-game.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I know that we kind of threw you on the spot here.
Yeah.
Throw a headset on you. We typically do this a lot to people,
right,
Boz and I, Brandon. Yeah.
Yeah.
We make sure to include everybody. When you guys have the opportunity, this is the 4th straight state championship tailgate you guys have been able to do. What's that mean for the community of Seneca and everybody that's involved with Nemaha Central?
Just great support. I mean, even for our group, we got different businesses that support this. I mean, we had people already reaching out last week one to help donate. But, you know, this year we had, you know, with the Daniel Childress fundraiser and different things, we got quite a bit of food left over. So that's kind of what we're having today.
I love it. I love it. All right, tell the folks what we're having. People can come and get some food all the way up until a certain time, I'm assuming.
Until probably about 15 minutes before game time.
Okay, but, so 11:45. What do we eat today, Greg?
We are having brats and sloppy joes and whatever you want to throw on, kids. There's two roasters full, trust me.
All right.
Need a lot of people to eat. So
show up and eat. Okay, we're in the southeast parking lot here at Goins Stadium in Hutchinson. You mentioned Daniel Childress. We're hoping to have him come over here in just a little bit to join us as well. But tell me about how that fundraiser went and how cool it is for you guys to be a part of getting that fundraiser going a little bit, too.
Yeah. I mean, Daniel's dad, Mike, has been part of the group for years, and so it's really helped out. We did that one there for the Sabetha game. Sabetha's community really showed up and showed out. You know, we raised, I think, roughly $7,800 in that two-hour event, you know. So, I mean, it was pretty cool. You know, a lot of donations from the businesses in Seneca and things to help supply. So, I mean, it was very good.
Awesome. Well, hey, man, I'll let you get back at it. Send anybody over that you want to embarrass and put them on the radio. Just send them our way, okay?
I'll do that.
Appreciate all you do, Greg.
Thank you very much.
All right, Greg Chulion's running the Friday Nighters, joining us here just for a moment. We'll get B-Tad back on here in just a minute as well, Boz, you and I are going to give our game picks for Saturday's game picks. We'll run down what happened yesterday across the state. Yesterday was 5A, 3A, and 1A, so we'll run that down here in just a little bit and then give our game picks for today. But before we let B-Tag get moving here in about 15 minutes, he's going to go get set up for pregame because, we still got a ball game to broadcast on top of our live tailgate show here today, presented by Giant Communications and JVN Telephone Company. Giant Mobile, switch now, and you don't have to pay anything for your cell phone plan until 2026. Come on now, GiantCOMM.net. Some restrictions apply. Visit that website to learn more details why you should switch to Giant Mobile today. Well, Boz, again, we've briefly hit on about every topic, but we haven't gone in depth yet with our analysis and preparation and everything like that. So before B-Tad goes back up to the booth, I know you want to get warmed up and everything, get ready to rock and roll for the broadcast here today.
Come on with it.
But before you go, I want to hear from your perspective, before you even do your pregame show, of what you think is going to take for Nemaha to get their third state title in 4 years.
Yeah, I'm going to start with southeast of Saline and who they're going to have to key in. Grady Gebhardt, their best running back, maybe the best running back in the 2A classification. He's about at 2,000 yards. He had a really good game last season. I mentioned Gannon Jacobson earlier, tremendous senior quarterback for southeast of Saline. They lost him week 6 to a season-ending injury. Tiernan Potocic is a junior. He stepped in. He's done well. And if you listen to the pregame and my conversation with Coach Glatzik here in a little bit, concerned about Potocic's ability to throw the ball. Jacobson was more of a dual threat guy, and he was able to get it both in the air, on the ground last year. Jacobson, 114 yards, 2 touchdowns in the air, and he almost rushed for 100 yards and 2 more scores in the game last year against Nemaha Central. He's probably not going to be much of a threat in the run game. He does have 300 yards on the ground in about 6.5 games, so he's still maybe around that 40, 50-yard mark. But Coach Glatzik, he is concerned about Potocic with his arm. They do have some really good wide receivers, so they are going to try to pass it. But again, Grady Gebhardt, you got to limit him. He's going for about 200 yards a game. On the flip side, for Nemaha, you got Carter Hyde, and you know what you're going to get. The question is, and I mentioned it with Coach Glatzik, Gebhardt and Hyde are so good, they're going to get their stats no matter what.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the X factor for either side today?
Yeah.
Who's going to make a big play? We saw last week in the win against Osage City, we saw Camden Schmidt catch a touchdown on 4th and goal. You know, that was a one-possession game. A guy like Camden Schmidt, like I mentioned, Caleb Strothman, Jack Mackey, both those two caught touchdown passes in this exact game last year. They haven't been as effective in the passing game. Really in the playoffs, it's been heavy Carter Hike. I mean, he's gone for 250-plus in back-to-back games here in the postseason. You go back to Sabetha 2 weeks ago and then last week against Osage City. The big guys, they're going to get their stats. But the other guys,
kind of those secondary players. Someone is going to make a big play for Nemaha, whether it's a Mackey, a Strothman, Camden Schmitz, a Jaden Seitz. And it could be on the defensive side as well. Nemaha's defense forced four turnovers last week. They had three interceptions and then the fumble recovery at the end of the game. So with the conditions, special teams is amplified, defense is amplified. We saw only one turnover in that Rossville game yesterday. Now, it didn't really affect the outcome of the game.
Yeah.
But that's kind of a rarity, though. When
sure.
you get a game of this magnitude, a turnover is going to be a massive swing in momentum one way or the other. So, Gebhardt, Hike, they're going to get their stats. Who's going to be an X factor on either side, whether it's offense or defense?
All right. I know you can't pick this game. However, Boz and I always do picks when we do this show. And so I wanted to get your – for our area, anyway, I want to get your eight-man Division II prediction today. Hanover back in a state title since, for the first time since 2020, taking on Victoria, who made it to the state title last year and fell to Axtell, got 45 in the fourth quarter
yep.
against the Eagles. Who do you got in that matchup?
I think I got to ride with the Twin Valley League, man.
Yeah.
I think I got to go with Hanover just for the sheer fact how good they were in both games against Axtell. Axtell certainly had probably a little bit more of an opportunity to win the sub-state game compared to the regular season finale. But they've just been kind of a powerhouse bust this year, man. They've just been rolling through outside of the games against Axtell. I mean, they have boat raced everybody.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting them to boat race Victoria by any stretch.
Sure.
But I think Hanover's going to complete that undefeated season, represent the TVL pretty well, and that would be my pick tonight for that one.
All right, that game's at 7 o'clock. In Greensburg, Kansas, not too far from us here, but that game a little bit later on today. Our big game of the day is Nemaha Central, southeast of Saline. Stepping aside for another timeout. We come back, we'll dive into more details of this matchup, break it down even further, and Boz and I will give you our predictions for all the area games here locally for the state today. And also across the state in all the other classifications at 8-man Division II, 8-man Division I, 4A, and 6A. All those predictions and more, it's all coming up on the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Tailgate Show here on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Hutchinson, Gowan Stadium, the site. We are in the southeast parking lot here in Hutchinson for this 2A state title matchup between Nemaha Central and southeast of Saline. Kickoff coming here in just about an hour and a half from now. It's a noon kick with a pregame show beginning at 11:15. Brandon Tabman will have that for you, and Boz and I will join him in progress a little bit later on. But right now it's the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Tailgate Show here from the parking lot. Boz, we've talked about the weather a little bit, how cold and windy it is, but diving into more details of it, this is going to sustain for the majority of this game. The positive is what looked like rain or snow happening during this game has since cleared out for this game.
Yeah, you kind of look at this, what does the weather do? How does it impact the two teams playing today? And honestly, with a 40-mile-an-hour gusting wind, I think it favors Nemaha Central tremendously.
Yeah.
You know, Nemaha Central, they're ground and pound. We've seen it all season. Carter Hike running behind his big offensive line. They're not afraid just to run the ball. They don't have to throw it. They will, but they don't have to. I think southeast of Saline, Grady Gebhardt, we talked about him, a 2,000-yard rusher. He's a handful, no
yeah.
question about it. But southeast of Saline is much more balanced offensively, and they will throw the ball around. They've got good playmakers on the edges. When you start looking at this wind, I think it takes away a big part of their offensive game plan.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, this breeze yesterday was out of the south. You keep saying breeze. out of breath.
This is gale force wind.
Gale force wind. Yesterday it was out of the south, and it was gusting as high in the second half of the game for Rossville, up to 50 miles per hour. Today, it's expected to gust up to about 40 to 45 miles per hour. B-Tad, have a great call. We'll see you in a little bit. He heads up to the press box at Gowan Stadium. But, yeah, now it's kind of shifted today. A colder gale force wind,
that's
as
right.
You're saying.
It's not a breeze.
Not a breeze. It's going to be coming out of the north today, so it flips the side of the field. The big thing with the wind, you mentioned it, it's going to affect the air attack for southeast of Saline. And so you mentioned that favors Nemaha Central. It favors them because of the running ability of this Thunder team. We talk about the big uglies up front. Nemaha Central's front line is one of the best in the state.
Yeah, we don't talk enough about the offensive line. We don't talk about these dogs up front that do all the hard work, and they just don't get any love. They don't get any credit. But I'm going to tell you what, center Logan Dieters, the guards Eli Sudbeck, guard Hendricks Wall, the tackles Brennan Holdhouse and Kyler Gamstrom. Those guys, they just do their work.
Yeah.
Every single game, they're down on the line. They're blocking their tails off. They're making holes for Carter Hike to run through. This team, I mean, they've got almost 3,500 rushing yards this season.
It's impressive.
That does not happen unless you've got a ridiculously good offensive line that's paving the way for your running back. So I think those guys, you know, Brandon talked about the difference makers.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think that front line
has to be.
Is going to be the difference. If they control the line of scrimmage and they allow Carter Hike to get downhill, Jaden Seitz to get to the edges, if they do their job, that's the difference maker. Those are the guys that are going to determine whether Nemaha gets this win or not.
I love it. That, again, the offensive linemen kind of don't get the love a lot of times they deserve. And we wanted to make sure we highlighted them a little bit because you mentioned 3,500 rushing yards this season for this Thunder offensive attack does not happen without those guys you just mentioned up front. Okay, how about on the flip side of things? This Nemaha Central defense has been one of those under-the-radar defenses this season as well. Everybody's talking about Carter Hike, as they should be. However, the defensive side of the football for this Thunder team is unparalleled across the state.
Well, and again, I think it starts with the defensive linemen. They control the line of scrimmage. They haven't allowed teams to score a ton of points. Been pretty dominant, this defense has. And, you know, last week on our show, we talked to Coach Glatzik, and I asked him about his defense. All the media hype that we all do is centered around the offense and the high-scoring offense. But really, the defense has been super impressive for me this season. And I think it starts with the defensive line. They have the bend but don't break mentality. We saw that last week against Osage City. They were on their heels a little bit, but defense stepped up and able to get the win. So I think this defense, they're going to be tested, though, probably more than they have this season, with a balanced attack from southeast of Saline. Wind may play a factor, so we might not see the ball in the air as much, but they're going to have to be on their toes tonight.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, again, kickoff begins at noon. Our pregame show begins at 11:15. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company kickoff show right now here from Gowan Stadium. Okay, so let's shift gears just a little bit here, Bozzy. We're going to go into kind of across the state, recapping a little bit of yesterday. Salina South, Central get a win over Baser Linwood yesterday in 5A, 3A. We saw that was here in Hutchinson last night. Andale continues their run, They knock off Hayden 38-6 in that state championship game with 16-0 at halftime. And just a little shout out to the Hayden Catholic family, as Tom Stringer, longtime head coach, passed away yesterday. Nemaha Valley back then, Hiawatha, Holton, Big Seven teams had to face off against Tom Stringer, led Hayden teams a lot. He was an amazing coach, and it's sad to hear that he has passed away at such a young age. And so our hearts go out to them with the passing of Tom Stringer. But then down in 1A yesterday, that was right here, we called it Sterling, a one-point win over Rossville. And so that means today it's all even
numbers, classification 6A, 4A, right here in Hutch, it's 2A. And then down in Greensburg, it's 8-man D1, 8-man D2, and 6-man later on this evening as well. Where do you want to start at with our conversations here? You want to start at the top or our way down?
Off the bottom. Let's go.
So 6A, you got Manhattan High against Olathe Northwest. And again, I know, you know, right here on 92.1 KMZA, you're thinking to yourself, why are we talking about Olathe Northwest and Manhattan? Well, when you get to the state championship Saturday, you just do a brief highlight, I feel like, because of how good the football is this time of year. Manhattan, the Indians are having one of the best seasons they've ever had, and that's a pretty good program out there.
Yeah, Manhattan's been in the mix the last several years. They've got some history, won three state titles. Olathe Northwest, I actually was talking to somebody last week from the Kansas City area, and they really thought Manhattan was going to run away with this game. I would agree. I think Manhattan, just too much. They've been too good the past several seasons.
You mentioned Olathe. I mean, they haven't won a state title in their school history, and so that'd be a major upset if that happened, but I'm with you on that. I think Manhattan gets that win, and I think it's an easy win. I think it might be the one game today and yesterday combined where you really see the final score and think, man, was that really a state title game? I think Manhattan is really that good. Now let's go to 4A, and it's Battle of the Private Schools here between Cape and Mount Carmel and Bishop Miege. A couple in 4A, Miege, I mean, they win state title after state title, but so does Capen.
Yeah, Capen's won a lot of state titles. Last one they won was in 1987, so Miege won a few more state titles recently, and I could say a few more, 2014, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. I don't know, something happened in 2021, but then they won it in 2022. I'm going with Capen Mount Carmel.
Ooh,
just because I'm not a Miege. I'm just not a Bishop Miege fan at all. They somebody else needs to win a state title.
You said Capen's last title was back in the 80s, and they had won 9 up until that point. But yeah, it's been a major drought for Capen Mount Carmel. But you mentioned Bishop Miege, the domination. I'm picking with my head, not my heart here. I'm going to take Miege to win 4A once again. And that's a conversation you know I've had many, many times across our scoreboard shows and everything. How does the KSHSAA maybe get that figured out? Because you get to the 4A area, and all of a sudden you've got all these schools that are playing bigger schools, you know, like Miege. They're playing 5, 6A opponents. They show up to the tournament, and they've got a 2-7 record, 2-6 record, and then they run the table through the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't. We could talk for a long, long time about private schools and public schools and. Here's the thing, though. You could kind of say something similar a little bit with the league you play in.
Yeah.
We've seen it in our area. You just mentioned Topeka Hayden. They played in the Centennial League.
Right.
Playing 5 and 6A schools night in, night out in that league. And I think it made them better for that. Bishop Miege is somewhat similar. They play a lot of big schools. So whenever they get to state championship time, they're tested.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Okay, let's skip 2A for right now because that's our featured game of the day. We're going to give our prediction for Nemaha Central at the very end of this tailgate show. Are you trying to get Cooper to come over here? Is that what I'm seeing over there?
Well, I see Cooper. I was looking for Mama Hike.
Yeah, yeah. Last year we had Carla. She joined us a little bit as well. I mean, we got a good Friday Nighters crew out here right now here at Gowan Stadium. Shout out to the Friday Nighters for showing up, showing out. They're dressed warm. They've got food, Sloppy Joe's. Brought.
Everybody's bundling up out here. They're standing outside their cars loading, putting on layers.
Make sure you got your foot warmers, your hand warmers. Make sure you got everything ready for you here today. Okay, 8-man Division One. It's Lincoln and South Central. How about this, Boz? Neither team has ever won a state title.
Somebody's going to get their first one. And, you know, these two teams don't know a lot about them, honestly. But I know Lincoln is had a ridiculous season this year. It kind of came out of nowhere. Good senior class. They've won a lot of football games. So I'm going to go with that team. I'm going to go with Lincoln.
Yeah.
And they're closer to our territory. They're not as far away as South Central.
Right. And Lincoln, you know, plays teams from this area as well. And so, yeah, we're very more familiarized with them than South Central. So go Lincoln in 8-man D1. I agree with you. I pick Lincoln to win that game. How about let's drop down to 6-man, Cunningham and Weskin. Weskin, the defending state champs in 6-man, and Cunningham, they might be the best team in 6-man all year this year.
This one's a tough one for me. I spent 10 years out in western Kansas, and Weskin, I believe they're the Coyotes. Okay. They are way out near the Colorado border, super small town. But Weskin, I'm going to go with Weskin on this one. One of my assistant coaches in basketball, her son plays for Weskin, and I've heard they're pretty legit. So I'm going with Weskin.
Weskin, back-to-back state champions.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'm going to go with the Wildcats from Cunningham. Haven't won it since 2022. Cunningham has had an amazing season this year. They're setting records left and right and really dominating every single opponent in their path throughout the season this year. And so Cunningham, I'm going to go with the Wildcats winning six-man here this year. Did you convince Cooper to jump on with us? No.
No, yeah. I was asking where his mom was. I don't care about Cooper. I was asking where his mom was.
But we can have him talk too.
Yeah, you got a headset right there. Might as well throw it on. Again, we're just hanging out here at the Tailgate Show presented by Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company. They're at Gallen Stadium in Hutchinson, and we got the older brother of Carter Hike. You might remember him as well. Cooper joining us right now. How you doing? You look a little warm.
Yeah, I'm a little warm. You know, we've done this a few years. We know the drill.
I want to know what's going on on Facebook Live. We got to shut it down, but what is the baby blue rock star jacket you got?
You wore it last year.
Yeah, I did. It's one? My warmest coat.
Okay.
It's my warmest coat I have.
All right.
Happens to be an Emaw Central color.
Yeah, that's right. Purple and blue.
I got my purple on underneath.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Tell us about the run that the Thunder are on right now. You were a part of the early stages of this, and now your brother is trying to go out four straight year here at state and trying to win another one. What's it like for you as a family member, but a community member for Nemaw Central?
Community member and family member, just being proud. Just what these boys have accomplished and the adversity they faced this year. And like, look at our past two games, both close games,
both close
nail biters.
Yeah.
And with Carter, talk about him. I never had those games.
Right.
So when he, but, so he's just those nail biter games in the playoffs. That's really, and I think that's why we're going to get it done today.
Yeah.
Because we've been battle tested.
You know, Bob and I were talking about this yesterday during the Robsville game. I think it was post game. Maybe we were off break. I don't remember. But, it was kind of a joke of like, man, can you imagine Nemaw Central with both Cooper and Carter, like starting together on the field at the same time? I mean, who are you gonna try and key in on?
And here's the thing. I made that comment. I was like, put those boys in the backfield. But there might be a brotherly little battle there. Like, give me the ball.
There's not enough balls to go around.
Exactly.
There's not enough balls to go around.
Carter's going to look to you for, like, a read option. He ain't giving you the ball.
No, I'm going to take it.
You ain't going to run.
But I'm going to take it.
So, hey, here's one thing I want to ask you. I don't know, around the community, I'm sure people give you a hard time maybe sometimes. Which Hike brother's the better one on the football field?
I would say what I was able to do my senior year, Carter has done since his sophomore year.
Okay.
So as long as he doesn't hear this, I will say he's got it.
And here's the deal, too. The wind kicked up in a perfect time for Cooper right there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Carter didn't hear it. Well, and here's the thing is you guys are two different players. I mean,
yeah. You
were absolute power, downhill runner. Carter's probably a little more shifty. He's not as tall.
He's got a little more pep in his step than I do.
He's a little more nimble, maybe. Yeah. He just ran people over. He kind of goes around. He goes through them if you need to.
Yeah.
But
I mean, he likes to stay away from the contact.
So what? Tell us a little bit of where you at right now.
I'm at Benedictine.
Good.
And so we had a bye in the first round of the NAIA playoffs, and then I'm redshirting this year.
Yeah.
So we also have a game at 12 o'clock. So I'm going to be in Gallen Stadium with my iPad watching that game too.
Okay.
And
multitasking.
You know, we're big Benny fans because of our sister station being the flagship 93.7. And, we're kind of talking to a buddy of ours whose son's on the team as well and maybe planning a trip to Kaiser again this year. Is that kind of the hope?
Hopefully. That's the goal.
Get some redemption from a season ago. Who do you guys got today?
Campbellsville, Kentucky.
Okay.
And Campbellsville, they beat two out of the 16 teams that are left in the playoffs. They beat them.
Okay.
So they're good. So it'll be a good game today.
Hey, I want to ask you real quick, Coop, about the seeding. I mean, again, we got family radio here, but Benny's ranked third, right?
Yeah.
Benedict is ranked third. And they get the 5 seed.
Yeah.
How does that work?
And Friends somehow gets the 4.
Yeah, thank you.
So it hurts a little bit, but. Yeah. We know we got our one loss versus the number one team.
Right.
So,
5-3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then so the four teams ahead of us, or the three teams ahead of us, wherever we are, they are all undefeated.
Yeah.
So we're the highest team with a loss.
Okay. So it's strictly based off of record.
Yeah.
Not really strength of record, just record. Okay. All right. Well, you got hand warmers, foot warmers, everything in the...
Oh, you know Carla has everything.
Mom, all right.
Carla's a pro. Mom is the pro. She's
not,
got
not
everything.
Not the first rodeo.
No. I think I got, I think, hold up. Oh, they're not in this pot. Oh, yeah, they are. Right here.
They're warming you up already.
Nope, no, I got.
Okay. You're ready.
He's got plenty. That,
those are the baby ones. Tell Mama Carla to get the big, the jumbo one.
She takes them. And okay. Carter Cormick take them. Yeah. I don't, I'm not fortunate enough. I'm not high enough on the totem pole to get them.
Yep, that's right. That's right. Keep working your way up, right?
I will.
All right. All right, Coop. Well, hey, appreciate you joining us, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Now, what's your prediction today?
I think we're going to win touchdown, two touchdowns.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Okay.
I can't have a score, too. I can't give a number.
High scoring game, low, good defensive
hopefully,
battle.
Hopefully about 21-28, I feel like.
Okay.
21-28.
Win going to be a factor today?
Not for us, not for them.
That's
We're running the ball. They're
running the ball, baby. Hey, what travels in the postseason? Running the football and defense, right?
That's it.
Both teams are good at that. All right, thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that's Cooper Hike. Older brother of Carter Hike, former Nemaha Central stud himself in his own right, joining us here, taking some time. Appreciate you, Cooper, joining us. Good job, Boz. Way to flag him down and get him over here. Maybe call him out on the radio to make sure that he heard his name before he came over here. Okay, we got a couple youngsters here that are going to get a photo with us real quick. But, hey, we're at Gallant Stadium here in Hutchinson, and we've got the tailgate show going on right now. It's Jake and Boz on location for the Giant Communications JB and Telephone Company tailgate show. We're going up until 11, a little bit after 11, and then we will send it up to the booth with Brandon Tappan. Before that, though, we will be giving you an update, just so you know, programming note, we will be giving you your local news and a weather forecast in between. And so when we are done here, we will send it back to Kurt in the studio to get all that for you folks back at home. Before we send it to Brandon up in the booth, Brandon's got an amazing pregame show prepared for you with interviews from both coaches, and then Boz will join him in the booth. I'll be joining these guys on the sideline here again today, and I think this is worse weather today than it was yesterday, my man. I feel like the wind is gusting harder than it was yesterday. It about blew our table away three or four times off camera earlier. There's a reason we're not on Facebook Live right now. Like we're on the Weather Channel, like a hurricane, we're standing out, winds blowing us all over the place. I think we'd be good at doing a hurricane live on location. I mean, I don't know what kind of verbiage to use with it, but we can definitely get through it. All right, buddy, we got a couple more matchups to get through here before we send it back to Kurt in the studio. Again, big shout-out to the Friday Nighters, always showing up and showing out. We were hoping to have Danny on with us here today, but I also knew that the opportunity for that might be he's going to be with the boys.
Yeah.
And if he was going to have time, it was going to be great. But we also understand and respect he's with the boys right now where he should be.
Absolutely.
Before this state title game. But again, shout out to the Friday Nighters showing up, showing out. There's plenty of food. They're going to be here in the parking lot until 11:45. And so if you are on your way listening to the show right now, you can get yourself a Sloppy Joe, a brat, some chips, something to drink before you take in the state title game here today. But Boz, we did not do 8-man Division 2 yet. That is with TVL team in Hanover, the Wildcats, the perfect season, back in a state title game for the first time since 2020, taking on Victoria, who the Knights, I mean, the Knights are a team that were in a state title a year ago against Axtell. They fell short, getting 45 by the Eagles in that state title game, but they've returned just about everybody from that season, and Hanover's having their best season in 5 years.
This one's a really tough one, really tough. You know, my heart kind of goes towards our area teams and Hanover. They were able to beat Axtell not once but twice this season,
yeah,
which is monumental accomplishment. But Victoria did lose to Axtell in the state championship game, got 45, but it was all the way to the end of the game.
Yeah.
And Victoria returned every single player. They were big. They were fast. I think it's going to be a really good game. I'm going to go with Hanover just because,
sure,
that's our area school, and I think I want to see them get it done.
All right, I'm with you on it. I think Hanover gets it done and represents the Twin Valley League very well, the Northeast Kansas side of the state as well. But I don't think this is going to be a 45 game. I really don't. I think it's going to be a good game. I can see Hanover winning this game something like 42 to
26, something like that. Both teams will score. But the difference between and those two teams are similar to what we're going to see here today. They both run the ball a lot. They do throw it if need be. But, man, 8 men is all about speed. And if you've got a little bit of size in your favor, that's going to benefit you as well. But speed's going to be a factor today a little bit, because when you're running into a 50-mile-an-hour wind gust, it's going to slow you down just a bit.
Yeah, the one thing advantage I would say, after watching Victoria last season, yes, they're big, but I think Hanover brings a high level of physicality.
Yeah.
We saw that on display against Axel. And Axel, nobody beats up Axel.
No.
And I felt like they really did physically. So I think that's a big advantage for Victoria, or for Hanover.
Hanover, we both got them in that game. Boz took Weskin in 6-man. I took Cunningham, 8-man division one. You had Lincoln. I had Lincoln as well. In 4A, I took Miege. You took Capen. In 6A, we both have Manhattan. Again, yesterday in 5A, it was Salina Central.
Yep, I about said South again.
Yep. Salina Central beating Baser Linwood in that state title game, 51-34. In 3A, it was 38-6, Andale. Before we move on to 2A, I mean, you and I have seen Andale many times, because when the Andale run started, they were taking on Northeast Kansas area school Perry LeCompton in back-to-back state title games. That really began their run. That Indian program, Coach Dylan Schmidt's got that place in the right direction.
It's funny. That's another topic that we could talk about for probably a couple hours. But Andale is incredibly dominant, and it's, I think you have to come watch them. You need to kind of research the community and the support and the buy-in from the players. It's year after year after year. These guys, they work their tails off for every win that they get.
Yeah.
But there's nobody other than Cheney 2 years ago.
Sure.
Beat him twice. Cheney was really good. Ended up winning the state championship game. Other than that, they just don't lose.
Yeah.
They have not lost. I saw a ridiculous statistic. Dylan Schmidt only lost 4 times in his career at Andale.
Yeah. 7 years as the coach. Lost 4 games, 2 of them to Cheney.
In 1 year.
In 1 year. They have won 6 of the last 7 state titles. The 1 year they did not win, Boz just alluded to it, it was the game against Cheney that knocked them out of the playoffs that season. All right, and then in 1A yesterday, it was Sterling beating Rossville 35-34 in come-from-behind fashion, and we thought that might be the game of the weekend in across the state in all classifications, just because of how evenly matched those two teams were, and it came down to the final drive, really, to decide that game.
Yeah, that was a heck of a football game. Nothing that you would want other than a really, really close game. You don't like to see blowout wins in state titles. That was a really good football game. It could have gone either way.
Yeah.
I mean, it really boiled down to a couple plays either side. Rossville had an opportunity, didn't make the extra point. That could have been a big difference. And then we talked about, do they go for two? Do they not? That could have made a big difference. And then Sterling completes a pass play at the end of the game, a fantastic catch, great throw. I mean, they just made plays to win the game, but Rossville, really good season. It gave a hard fight in that game yesterday.
Just so you folks back at home know, this wind is legit, and it was a massive factor in the kicking game yesterday here in Hutchinson in the Sterling-Rossville game. We fully expect that to be the case here today as well. All right, it's our game of the day, game of the week here on Candleland Country. It's Nemaha Central, southeast of Saline. Our final timeout, we come back. We're breaking down Nemaha and southeast of Saline with predictions from Jacob Boz before we send it to the booth to Brandon Tapman here on 92.1 KMZA.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0. Zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Hutchinson for the final time on the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company tailgate show here on the MSC Radio Network. Jacob Boz with you. VTAT is up in the booth at Dowlin Stadium here in Hutchinson.
getting ready for his pregame show, which starts here in just about 20 minutes from now. But we've got the final things to take care of. The Friday Nighters are still here. They'll be here till about 15 minutes till kickoff is what Greg Shulian's told us. And they got sloppy joes and brats. So if you're on your way listening right now and you're about 20 minutes out, you better hurry up because there's some hot food waiting for you before you go into Gowan's Stadium. But it's Nemaha Central, southeast of Saline. Vaughn's at the beginning of the season. This was the rematch everybody was hoping to have at the end of the season. It shook out that way. Both teams battle-tested, and both teams' schedules really prepare them for this game today.
Yeah, this is going to be a really good football game. Two really evenly matched teams just going after each other, and it's not like they're unfamiliar. It's not like this is the first time they've played. They went at it last year for a state title. Nemaha Central coming up just short in that game. And I really look at this, and we kind of talked about some keys. I really think this is just going to boil down to who wins the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
The wind is blowing. You're not going to see the ball in the air a whole lot. So who can rush the ball effectively? And I think it boils down to Tyler Ganstrom, Hendricks Wall, Logan Dieters, Eli Sudbeck, Brendan Holthouse, the dogs up front that control the line. That's going to be the huge difference in this game.
I think there's going to be opportunities for both of these coaches to make those kind of championship calls, those decisions to make as a group. When your team scores maybe and you're going to the north end zone, do you kick the extra point? Do you go for two? Because this win today is gusting upwards of 50 miles per hour in your face. It's going to have an effect in the kicking game. Do you feel like there's going to be championship calls having to be made because of that?
Yeah, there's going to be big decisions made. And you never know time and situation. And it's hard to predict how that'll play out. But I think you're right. There will be some big-time decisions and ones that can make a huge difference in the outcome of the game.
We're going to have interviews with Coach Michael Glatzik, not only in pregame with Brandon Tabman, but right before kickoff, we'll talk with him again. At the end of the first quarter, we'll talk with him. At halftime, we'll talk with him. End of the third quarter, Boz, and then when they're hoisting up that trophy, hopefully, we'll be talking with him and some of the boys after the game as well. But it's time now for us to dive into keys for this game. You talked about the line. You talked about the ability for this team to assert themselves dominantly and to be the aggressors on the offensive side. How about on the defensive side? What does Nemaha got to do defensively to slow down Gebhardt and this Southeast of Saline Trojan team?
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of pressure. We've talked about the wind and how that's going to affect the game. I still think Southeast, they will have opportunities going with the wind to put the ball in the air. There's going to be a lot of pressure on the secondary for Nemaha Central. I think when you look at Caleb Hynek, Jaden Seitz, Caleb Strothman, those guys on the back side of the defense, I think they could be a big difference maker as well. When they do throw the ball, these guys are going to have a tough task to defend some really good athletes from southeast of Saline. If they can do that and slow down that passing attack, then it boils down to the D-line for Nemaha Central. Connor Luger, Kyle Ganstrom, Hendricks Wall, those guys up front, they're going to have a tough job trying to slow down Grady Gebhardt, but I like Nemaha's defense. I like the aggressiveness, the speed, and how they've flown to the ball all season long.
I mean, this team, look at the last couple seasons for this defense. 2023, they allowed 5 points a game. Last year, they allowed 12.5 points a game. This year, they allowed 12.5 points a game. It's a dominant side of the ball for Nemaha Central. And again, Carter and the offense get all the love and praise, as they should. They earn it. They deserve it. But the defense is what's not only kept them in games, especially down the stretch. Look at last week.
Ooh.
Have to get a turnover at the end of the game. Have to get a stop. Bend but don't break, and they do it.
Yeah, this defense has been good. I wouldn't say underrated, but they just don't get talked about enough. You're allowing 12.5 points for two seasons?
Yes.
Very good defense.
Good defense by the Thunder. I want to look for in this ball game. I'm looking to see Cannon Sutbeck's name called by Brandon Anew a lot today. Leads the team in tackles with 116 on the year. But the big guys up front, I mean, Southeast of Saline's got some size up front. They've got 225 at the right tackle, 281 at the right guard, 250 at left tackle, and 220 at the left guard. But on the flip side of things, Hendricks Wall, he's going to be the one that I think look for Hendricks Wall and Kyler Ganstrom to be the guys up front for Nemaha to be those run stuffers, blowing up plays. If they're able to pave the way, man, Sullivan, Haverkamp,
and Cannon Sudbeck and the like are going to have easy paths to Gebhardt.
Yeah, and this is a really good tackling defense here. You look at the linebackers you mentioned, Sullivan, Haverkamp leading the team in second in tackles at 95, Jack Mackey at 79, Cannon Sudbeck at 116. I mean, these guys get after it. They can, if the defensive line controls that line, then the linebackers can fill and stop run plays at the line of scrimmage.
Okay, we heard Boz's offensive take and defensive take. That was my defensive take on offense. I would like to see, because here's what good coaches do. They're going to do everything they can to take your best player out, right? And so Southeast of Saline is going to be keying, like every team has for 4 years,
sure,
keying on Carter, Mr. Hutt Hike. However, I look for Jaden Seitz to have one of the best games of his career here today. Jaden Seitz on the season, just shy of 500 yards on the year, on 68 carries. He's got 7 touchdowns on the season. I like the side-to-side, sideline-to-sideline opportunities for Jaden Seitz today, and I look for him to be a big X factor for this team, for Nemaha Central here today, because everybody knows that Carter Hike's going to get his carries. Everybody knows he's going to get his opportunities. Who's going to step up and be that X factor? I'm looking for number 5 today.
I agree 100%. Carter Hike's going to carry the ball still. He's going to go 30, 40 carries in this ball game, but I think when Jaden Seitz gets his opportunities, that can be a really big X factor in this game.
All right, Boz, it's time for us to give our predictions for our game here today. We're technically calling the game, so technically we're not supposed to give predictions because we're not supposed to favor our teams or whatever. But, hey, you and I do our show first, okay?
Yeah.
And so if people are upset about it, I'm sorry, okay? But we're going to go ahead and give our calls anyway. We've done it every year. We got to keep our traditions going, don't we?
I think we do.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so who do you got here today? Nemaha Central, Southeast of Saline. Do the Trojans repeat, or do Nemaha Central get 3 out of 4?
I think Nemaha gets the win, no question. They've had a chip on their shoulder this season. After the way they lost that game last year, would have been their 3rd state title in a row. They've been feeling that. They've had this circled on their schedule. So I think Nemaha runs. I think their offensive line is going to get the job done. Carter Hike, tough to stop anytime, anywhere, but this stage for him is going to be big, and I think Nemaha gets it done.
You got a score that you want to throw out there or no?
35-28.
A tight one. All right. You got Coach Michael Glastick, who's, since he's taken over for Coach Warren Seitz, has done nothing but continue on the tradition, as he mentioned last week in our conversation with him. He has got that pedigree, Centralia native, played at KU. Even though I'm not a fan of that school, hey, good on you for going and playing for the Hawks. Man, he's got these boys focused. He's got these boys ready. These guys you mentioned have a chip on their shoulder. I see Nemaha Central coming out today, and I see them winning big. I see this game being a 31-15-14 style game. Nemaha wins by 3 scores in this contest, because I don't think anybody's going to slow down Mr. Carter Hutt Hike here today with his senior show out. I mean, look at the seniors on this roster for Nemaha Central. Jaden Seitz, Carter Hike. You've also got Eli Sudbeck on the line, Logan Dieters, Hendrix Wall, also Leighton Thomas, Jack Mackey, Camden Schmidt, Caleb Stroffman, all on the offensive side alone. And don't forget, Mr. Danny Childress is in the house here today to take in his boys, his senior class, at a state championship game. The young man battling brain cancer, got treatments done in time so he could get up here from Memphis to take this in. We're so glad to see Mr. Danny Childress up here to be able to take this game in. The boys, they get it done for him. All in for 61 here today.
Yep, I agree. I think it's going to be a heck of a ball game.
All right, boys, we've got to make sure that we get this rocking and rolling. We appreciate you, Kurt. We appreciate B-10. We appreciate the Friday Niners for letting us crash their party as well. This has been the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company tailgate show live from Hutchinson Gowan Stadium. Now we're going to send it back to the studio. Kurt, what's going to get you checking your local news, a weather forecast, and Brandon Tabman, it takes it from there with our pregame show here on Nemaha Central, Southeast of Saline, on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM, KMZA Seneca.